Musician Pedrito Martinez was born and raised in Cuba, but it wasn't until he left home 16 years ago that he was able to cultivate what would become his musical foundation.
When I'm in workshop, I express myself and I told the students that I came from Cuba with the 50% of Afro-Cuban knowledge, but the other 50% of the music that I play, I learned in the United States. I learned in New York City, playing with so many people and recording with so many people. So I own a lot of my knowledge to this city.
As a kid, the budding percussionist received a lot of his music education through being around other musicians and, of course, American music. But because Cuba had strict censorship laws in place, it wasn't easy.
I remember when I was little, I used to listen to Michael Jackson a lot, Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, and also rock, a lot of rock. And because of the political situation, they're not allowed to put the song on the radio, you know. So we used to get our ear closer to the radio and put it in very low volume and start listening to all those records.
Martinez had a hard time making a living as a young musician. He left his home country in 1998 to tour with Canadian musician and band leader Jane Bonnet, who also plays Afro-Cuban music. He relocated to New York City, and in 2000 he won first place in the Thelonious Monk International Afro-Latin Jazz Hand Drum Competition. It was a win that would change his life.
I will say, well, to express myself as a musician and show that Afro-Cuban music is a big thing, it's a big deal, you know. And on top of that, I received so many calls from different groups to play with them, travel with them, and record with them. So, you know, for me, it was a dream come true, you know.
He formed the Pedrito Martinez Group in 2008. The group performs weekly at Cuban restaurant Guantanamera in New York City's Hell's Kitchen neighborhood. However, it was just last year that the band released their first studio album. Martinez says that was for good reason.
Before this group, I had two different groups. We never decided to go to the studio because that was not what I really wanted to do by that time. I feel that I did it at the right time, and I was very prepared and focused on what I really wanted to do.
Throughout his career, Martinez has worked with numerous performers in the business, including neo-soul singer Michelle Indegeocello, Sting, and jazz singer Cassandra Wilson. The playful beat and deep rhythms of Afro-Cuban music mesh well with other genres. Martinez says that's what makes his body-moving beats so relatable.
It's very simple to transport my knowledge into those groups that I've been playing for years. In some of my songs, you know, we put hip-hop on it, we put some R&B. It's a mix of a lot of things, but the roots are based in Afro-Cuban music.
The Pedrito Martinez Group will perform March 13th at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. Visit our website for more information. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.